Now, the review won't happen until next year after the new county development plan comes in, but I'm putting down a marker at this stage. People are being asked to pay £6,500 and then another £2,500 for a water connection before they put a shovel in the ground to start digging to their foundations or anything like that. So it's a huge expense on people, and it's a bit unfair that the services are not within within a certain distance from them. I don't want to go putting a figure on it at this stage, but I do believe that it should be within a relatively fair distance of the person so that they get the use of the amenities that they're paying for. It's a huge amount to have to pay out for. And, you know, there's no point in somebody in North Sligo paying for, say, swimming pool facilities when there's no swimming pool in North Sligo. There's one in Sligo Town and there's one in Enniscrone. There's no library in North Sligo. There's no fire station in North Sligo. So the people I represent are paying for things that they get no benefit from. And I think it's time that it was reviewed, and it was reviewed on a localised basis.
And, like, maybe even a case-by-case basis.
Yeah, almost a case-by-case basis, which would make life very, very difficult. But really, on each case, you should look and say, well, if they're paying for streetlights, how close do they come to them? What services are being provided to them? And I know roads have to go to every place, and rural roads cost money as well, and I don't have a problem with that. But these costs, I was just looking at a planning application from 2006, this afternoon, and I noticed that their fees at the time was €998. It was €499 for library, museum, community facilities, and €499 for roads and infrastructure like that. That has gone up to now over 6,000, and then they have to pay the water charges on top of that. So I feel it's very unfair, and I think, again, this should have been probably had a mid-term review halfway through the development plan, but that's something that was let pass by the last council, and I think we should be looking to bring it in with a review period after maybe 2 years when the new one comes in.